But we don't need to write to you about the importance of loving each other, for God himself has taught you to love one another. Paul here writing to the Thessalonians saying, we don't need to write to you about how you should love one another, because God's taught you that. And we see that through the writings that we have today in the Bible of how Jesus went around and loved those who were considered even untouchable by those at the time. But we also know that Paul is writing here from experience, how the Christians loved one another. He was a persecutor of the Christians, came to faith in that extraordinary way on the road to Damascus, and then was accepted by those other Christians who he was persecuting. You can imagine at the time what he must have been thinking as he was going to speak to them about his conversion and now knowing Jesus Christ as his Lord and Saviour. And they accepted him. They must have been a bit wary at the time, I could only imagine, but they accepted him. They showed him that love. And it's what he's saying, you know, God has shown us that way. It's in us. We are made in the image of God. It's there. But in knowing Jesus in our lives and accepting the Holy Spirit, we know what it is. Because Jesus calls us to love our neighbours as ourselves. But before that, he says, know God, love God. The only way that we can truly love our neighbours as ourselves is to know God and to love him. And when we know God's love, when we know God's forgiveness, that we are sinners and that we've done so much wrong in our lives, so much that offends him, that when we come to him and we confess those things and we accept his love, which has just been there waiting for us to be accepted, then we understand that this is true love. What Jesus did on the cross is true love. God's plan for our salvation is true love. So in one sense, we don't need to tell others about it because we experience it ourselves. When we come back to Christ, we understand what God's love really is for us. And then we show it to others. We show that compassion, that love, because God has shown that first and foremost to us. And it's in accepting that as Christians that we then can love each other. So as when Paul says, we don't need to write to you about the importance of loving each other, for God himself has taught you to love one another. And when we truly understand that, it's just an outpouring. It's just something that just naturally happens. Those which we would have never loved before, we start to love. That's how we truly love our neighbours and love our enemies as well, is because we first know God loves us and we accept that. You know, it's hard to love someone that you hate if you first don't have that love and experience of God. But when you do, then it's easier to love those people whom you do not get on with at all. And that's why it doesn't need to be written, because it is experienced. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that your love is outpoured for us. And when we experience that, we can truly love our neighbours and even our enemies. Amen.